And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian won Iran's runoff presidential election Saturday, besting hardliner Saeed Jalili. More from AP's John Gambrell.
Pezeshkian long has acknowledged that Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei remains at the top of Iran's government, and he also has never held any really sensitive security posts or nuclear negotiation posts, so it remains unclear just how much of an effect Pezeshkian will have. Meanwhile, a lot of Iranians are watching the upcoming presidential election in the U.S. that could see President Donald Trump returned, who pulled America out of that nuclear deal. So as of right now, Iran is watching to see what Pezeshkian's going to do and how the rest of the world is going to react.
John Gambrell from the Associated Press. Mourners prayed over the bodies of 12 Palestinians, including a baby, outside a central Gaza hospital on Saturday after they were killed in the latest Israeli airstrikes on the besieged enclave. An UNRWA employee tells the AFP that there was no warning before an Israeli strike near the UNRWA center in the Beruji refugee camp that killed three. Separate Israeli airstrikes have killed at least six people in central Gaza, including two children at a home and at least one person wearing a United Nations uniform. Israel also said on Friday that gaps remained with Hamas on how to secure a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release, but that it will send a delegation for fresh talks with Qatari mediators next week. There has been no truce in the nine-month-old war in Gaza since a one-week pause in November that saw 80 Israeli hostages freed in return for 240 Palestinians that were held in Israeli prisons. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website. This is VOA News. Friday, in an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, U.S. President Joe Biden, fighting to save his endangered reelection effort, continued to assert that he was the best person to run against presumptive Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump.
But if you convince yourself that only you can defeat him,
I convinced myself of two things. I'm the most qualified person to beat him, and I know how to get things done.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
Well, it depends if the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
He repeatedly rejected taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he's up to serving another four years in office. The Biden's rigorous efforts to course correct from his debate performance have not yet quelled internal party frustrations. Ukraine says Russia launched an overnight drone attack across Ukraine on Saturday, hitting an energy facility in the Sumy region in the northeast of the country. There were no immediate reports of casualties or other damage given. Russia's defense ministry also said on Saturday that Russian forces had taken control of the village of Sokil in the Donetsk region of Ukraine, but VOA could not independently verify that claim. Tropical storm Beryl was blowing out of the Gulf of Mexico Friday afternoon and is likely to reach the Texas coast on Sunday. After its strong winds and heavy rain largely spared Mexico's top beach destinations, in Jamaica, Glad Powell, whose home was severely damaged, walked through the wreckage of his house, the tree having caved in its roof.
I'm nervous, to be honest. I'm nervous. I'm going to take myself in the hurricane because I was here hoping that it would never destroy me.
Hurricane watches have been issued for areas along the Texas and Mexican coastlines. France's second round of legislative elections are taking place around French territories today and in France on Sunday. Marine Le Pen's Eurosceptic Anti-Immigration National Rally Party topped the parliamentary election's first round with a third of the vote last week. But after a subsequent series of tactical withdrawals of candidates from mainstream parties aimed at boosting whoever is best placed to beat the far right, several surveys have projected a drop in the number of seats Le Pen's party could win, making an absolute majority even harder to reach. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to visit our website and follow Voice of America on your favorite social media platform or on YouTube, X, and Instagram. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.